IRX. All right, let's get it. Good morning, 6:38. Brock Hunter,
what's up, dude? What's up, you?
We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's get to your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Of course, as always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, Queen is getting the stamp treatment from UK's Royal Mail. The Postal Service is releasing a set of 13 stamps on July 9th. There are 8 of the album covers, Queen 2, Sheer Heart Attack, A Night at the Opera, News of the World, The Game, Greatest Hits, The Works, and Innuendo. 4 that of each of the member performing and a stamp of the band's first press photo from the early 1970s. Brian May said in a statement, quote, "It's hard to put into words what I feel when looking at these beautiful stamps. Since we 4 precocious boys started out on our quest 50 years ago, our lives have been devoted to making our impossible dream come true. Sometimes it's strange to wake up and realize the position in which we are now held. We have become a national institution, and for good reason." Queen is the 3rd band to appear on UK stamps. The Beatles were set in 2007, and Pink Floyd had their honor in 2016. So,
kind of weird that you talk about this story the other day. Well, it was Sunday. It was on Father's Day. We were talking about Elvis. And my mom was like, "Oh, hang on a second." So she went, she busted out some old Elvis stamps that she had from back in like the 50s or 60s. Mm-hmm. And she also had a 1972 Elvis ticket ripped in half.
Oh,
she
damn.
Went to one of his last concerts.
That's awesome. You know? I love that.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love that.
But
stuff,
yeah, I guess those stamps are very collectible.
If you can hold on to some of the nowadays, they do mass print a lot more, so they're not quite as valuable. I'm sure if you have a full collection that's in great shape, there's probably some. Because, like, for us, we're not getting the Royal Mail stamps over here in the United States.
Yeah.
But there's some out there that, you know, catch a fair price. You know, a lot of collectors like that stuff. So if you got some old stamps, maybe hold on to them just in case. Don't be licking them, okay? So there you go. That'll be coming out very soon. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1944, the legendary Jeff Beck was born in Surrey, England. Obviously, Jeff Beck, very influential guitarist. He was one of the 3 noted guitarists that played for the Yardbirds. And I don't know if you know this or not, but the Yardbirds had Eric Clapton and Jimmy Page both in the band before they separated off and did other things. So you got Beck, you got Clapton, you got Page all together. It's one hell of a group, but influential.
It's like the musical dream team.
It's insane. It's insane. But obviously, Beck has influenced so many guitarists, even to this day and age. Most of them will tell you that he's probably one of their top influences in there. So there you go. Happy birthday, Jeff Beck. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.